You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. We've been hearing this series all week. It's called Growing Pains. Shelley, congratulations on a terrific set of reports.
Well, you know, we considered the housing issue a very important one for our area, as it is for many urban areas here in Texas. We're growing very quickly. The price of land is going up. New houses being built for middle-income families just really aren't keeping up with demand. You know, a lot of this started just with us sharing our personal experiences in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And then we checked it out and we looked at the data and we said, you know, we have some real serious challenges here because middle-income earners, middle-income households can no longer comfortably afford a new home. And the older homes here in the San Antonio area, and I think this is true in other parts of the state, many of them need a lot of work, and it's pushing middle-income households further and further to the edges of the cities.
Yeah, it's interesting that it's sort of redefining what it means, you know, when you think about the American dream and getting into a home and that sort of thing, the kind of home that people are able to afford. And this is sort of the flip side of the Texas economic miracle, where we've seen waves upon waves of people coming to Texas to take advantage of that, the housing shortage pushing the prices up, and a lot of Texans sort of being priced out.
And let me just throw out a few numbers, and these are specific to San Antonio, but not so off the mark for cities like Austin and Dallas. And that is the median price, not just the average price, but the median price of a home in San Antonio has gone up 40% over 10 years. Median income is almost flat. So what someone could afford 10 years ago, they can't afford now.
But, you know, you focused a lot on Central Texas. I know that you recently lived for a number of years in North Texas. Is this something, the lessons from your series, can they be applied more generally to the state at large? Or are we seeing different sorts of things happening in different pockets?
Well, I think in many urban areas, and even in some not-so-urban areas like Fredericksburg, which is also one of our stories, where you have a growing population and a demand for land, that's pushing up the prices. Now, I understand in Houston, where the oil business is, you know, falling off, there may be, you know, maybe a little different right now. The economy is a little different for housing. But I think over time, with the income projections for our state, this is going to be a growing challenge. And it's one we're going to have to address in many ways. How will we, as cities and communities, create the housing stock that's needed for all of our inhabitants?
The series is Growing Pains, put together by Texas Public Radio, based out of San Antonio. The news director there is Shelley Koffler. We'll have a link to all this terrific reporting at texasstandard.org. Shelley, thanks so much.
Thank you, David, and my pleasure.